Welcome to Mammon Audio. There are rare occasions when parents really need some help with looking after their children. David recalls one such occasion when his aunt Nikki came to stay to help his poorly mum, and how her stay resulted in two very sore little bottoms. He writes, "When I was 10 and my brother Brian 7, our mother was taken very poorly with glandular fever. If you've ever had this horrid disease, you'll know how it saps your energy. Dad was abroad on business when Mum fell ill, and she soon found it pretty much impossible to cope with looking after the house and two energetic young boys. She sent out an SOS to her younger sister, our Aunt Nikki, who was a nursery nurse. Fortunately, this was during the long summer school break in the UK, so my aunt agreed to come over and stay with us for a few days and help around the house until Mum felt better. I liked Aunt Nikki, but we didn't see a great deal of her as she lived about 40 miles away from our home in central England. She was very sympathetic to Mum and took over the cleaning and cooking. One thing I could tell straight away was that she wasn't very impressed with the behavior from the children of the house. Brian and I were boisterous and noisy, and if I'm honest, had grown a bit disrespectful. Dad had been away a lot recently, and looking back, we were pretty much getting away with murder, particularly as Mum began to feel really unwell. All this turned around on only around the third day that Aunt Nikki was in the house. I can't remember exactly what we said, but both Brian and I were cheeky and talked back to the adults at the dinner table, Mum mostly pushing the food around on her plate listlessly. Finally, Aunt Nikki said, "That's enough. I'm fed up with how you boys talk to your elders. Go to your room immediately." Well, being sent to our room, we shared a bedroom, as Dad needed the other upstairs room for a makeshift office, wasn't an unusual punishment. We climbed the stairs, giggling still despite the rebuke. We had only been there about 10 minutes or so when we heard footsteps on the stairs and the door opened. It was Aunt Nikki, and she was carrying one of the chairs from the kitchen. She closed the door, placed the chair more or less in front of it, and sat down. Then she glared at us. "You two are the naughtiest boys I have come across in a long time," she scolded. "How dare you take advantage of your mum's illness by being so rude and disrespectful?" Of course, there was no answer to that, and we were silent, though by now hanging our heads in shame somewhat. "There's only one cure for naughty boys like you," Aunt Nikki continued, "and that's a well-smacked bottom. I intend to give you both exactly that now." Well, we were no strangers to corporal punishment, that's for sure. The usual routine would be that we would be required to take down our trousers and pants, lie down on our beds, then Dad would come in with his belt to chastise us. It hurt a great deal, we feared it, and looking back it did us a lot of good. But Aunt Nikki had not brought the belt, just a chair, and at that point I think both of us felt we were going to get off pretty lightly. "Brian," Aunt Nikki said, "you can be first. Come here and stand by my side." She tapped her right thigh through her slacks. Brian hesitated. "Come on," Aunt Nikki said, "I haven't got all day. Smacked bottom time." She pulled Brian towards her, then to my astonishment she unbuttoned his shorts and took them down, followed in short order by his underpants. Then she placed him over her knee. It had been a long time since we had been smacked like this, and I watched my brother's bare bum with interest. When Dad came in to do us, we normally both had our heads firmly down in our pillows and didn't take much notice about the other's state of undress. Aunt Nikki put her left arm around Brian's waist, then with her right she began smacking him. Each slap rang out like a pistol shot around the room, and my brother's bare bum quickly began to turn from cream to pink, and then on to a deep red. The spanking lasted quite a long time, and Brian was carrying on and crying a lot, but in my heart I was despising him for making such a fuss. Compared with Dad's belt, this surely wasn't that much of a punishment. Brian was finally let up and threw himself down on his bed, weeping bitterly. Aunt Nikki turned to me. She said nothing but beckoned me with her finger. I went to her quickly, in order to get it over with as much as anything else. As she had with Brian, Aunt Nikki unbuttoned and unzipped my shorts, then gently pulled down my pants to follow them. This was very embarrassing. I considered myself a big boy, too big to have a smacked bottom over the knee like a little child, and certainly too big for my auntie to see my willy. But see it she did, although I was quickly put in the spanking position to spare some of my blushes. I felt Aunt Nikki hold me tight, then the slapping began on my bare bum. At first, although I gave out a few yelps, I thought it was going to be okay. But Aunt Nikki spanked me unremittingly, and the heat really began to build up in my behind. It quickly became clear that Aunt Nikki was very experienced in smacking children's bottoms. She had a good hard hand, and before very long, the soreness on my bum became unbearable. Unbelievably, I began to cry. Not just a little weep either, but full-on bawling like a baby. I just couldn't help it. When I was finally stood up, I was in a world of tears and snot. My hands shot back to my expertly smacked buttocks, and I no longer cared whether Aunt Nikki was seeing my privates or not. Then, like Brian, I threw myself face down on the bed, weeping profusely into my pillow with my pants still round my ankles. Aunt Nikki stood up and picked up the chair. "Well, that seems to have done the trick," she announced. "You're both having an early bedtime. I will be back up in half an hour, and if you're not bathed, toileted and ready for bed, you'll be going over my knee again." Once she had left, we inspected each other's red bottom for a moment, then scrambled to have a bath, do our business on the toilet and haul on our pajamas. We were ready just in time for Aunt Nikki's inspection, which fortunately we passed, and were summarily put to bed. Needless to say, our behavior improved considerably after that experience, and Aunt Nikki didn't need to discipline us again for the rest of her stay.